free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, March the 27th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at what is ahead of us. You know, this is a turning point, isn't it? It's coming up to the fourth turning. They expect to have a new society in place by 2030. This society must be swept out of the way. Now, they have a plan. They have a vision of a society that they want. Do you have a plan? Do you have a vision? Is this going to be a spiritual revival? Is it going to be a rebirth of liberty? Or are we going to wind up in deeper, heavier chains? That's the question before us today. And so today we're going to take a look at these private organizations, the CDC and the Federal Reserve, and the powers that they are taking from us, usurping these powers. Let me repeat, the private organization, the CDC, the private organization, the Federal Reserve. Let's understand what's going on here, and let's also take a deep look at these unconstitutional agencies, the NIH and the FDA and so forth. The powers that they have assumed, are they really going to protect you? Do these emperors, these self-appointed emperors, do they have any clothes? What about the educational establishment? It's time to take a look at that as well. Let's do a close examination of that. You know, one of the criticisms of homeschooling has always been, well, how are you going to socialize the kids? Well, how are you going to socialize the kids when President Fauci tells you that you have to stay at home and he's going to turn off on and off those orders at will, like a light switch? That's what they actually said. Yeah, it's going to be coming back, you know, just like you told us about Zika. Yeah, well, you guys didn't give me that $2 billion, so, you know, I'm voodoo doctor. I'm telling you that the Zika virus is coming back this summer, and all your heads are going to shrink. So it didn't happen, did it? You know, we have, as we look at this and the battle that is shaping up, I see articles coming out. Well, look at this Christian pastor who said that, you know, this is just a fraud. He was right. He was right the way they're using it. And that nothing can touch him. Look, we're all going to die. That's one of the messages that you need to get out of this. That's going to be one of the messages that's going to come about if we're going to have a spiritual revival. Nobody gets out of this world alive. You understand that? Zero Hedge understands that. I don't know if they're Christians or not, but that's the subtitle on their website. Given a long enough timeline, the chances of survival are zero, right? All of us. I mean, ever go back and look at a classic film and think about how everybody in that film is dead? They seem very much alive to you, don't they? But they're all dead. I do that every time I watch a classic film anymore. It's like, gee, I remember these guys when I was a kid. They're all dead, and I'm getting pretty old myself. It's time we have that realization. And this could be a blessing in that regard. It could also be a blessing to see all of these little pettifogging dictators, from the local mayors all the way up to the federal agencies, who are just reveling in their ability to order you around without any legal authority. Let's understand when we talk about this, because Christians are some of the worst people. They typically want to obey authority because of Romans 13, and you should. But you need to understand who the real authority is. You need to understand that the real king of this country is the Constitution. That's why all of these temporary stewards swear allegiance to the king, the Constitution. So you better understand who the real government is before you start bowing and prostrating yourself before a lot of usurpers who don't have any real authority and are gaslighting you. Understand what's going on here. We're going to be back. We're going to take a look at that. Is this going to be a time that we wake up, or a time that we go into deeper slavery? One or the other is going to happen right now. This is a fourth turning, economic depression, most likely followed by war. We've seen this coming for a long time, many of us. And, of course, the elite understand that as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, March 27th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We've had a Louisiana man arrested and charged with terrorism. What did he do? He had a satirical Facebook post about the coronavirus, COVID-19. And I repeat, it was satirical. And he's 27 years old. He's been charged with terrorism by the police. So do you think that you have to worry about the police overreaching their power? Here's what he had to say. And this is put out by the local police department, talking about how they arrested him and warning everybody else, don't make any jokes about this. Yeah, it's not a laughing matter when the police react this way, because they reposted what he had to say. They said, the post is this. Share, 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 just in. Rapides Parish, I think that's the way you pronounce it, Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office have issued the order, if deputies come into contact with, quote, the infected, quote unquote, shoot on sight. Lord have mercy on us all. Hashtag we need you, Brad Pitt. Okay, that's a reference to World War Z. It might be an indication by the We Need You, Brad Pitt. And they put that tweet in there and they said detectives immediately initiated an investigation. Boy, these guys are sharp, let me tell you. If you want to commit a crime, go to this parish, because these guys are as blind as Inspector Clouseau. They immediately initiated an investigation. Found out who this guy was. This is on Facebook. Good work there, guys. You found him on Facebook after you had his post. But they did not investigate the connection that he has to Brad Pitt. Will Brad Pitt be arrested next as a co-conspirator by these geniuses at the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office in Louisiana? Are you kidding me? This is how absurdly ridiculous and authoritarian this whole thing has become. And so as I said at the beginning of the program, is this going to be a spiritual revival? Is it going to be a rebirth of liberty where we reexamine these failed institutions, these failed leaders that we have, leadership? Are we going to change that? And I'm talking about not only the police, the assumptions, the police state, the medical tyranny over our lives. I've been hoping for a long time that people would realize after they saw what happened with the war on drugs, that, or just a small corner of it, medical marijuana, for example, why have we locked up more of our population than even the Chinese government? And not as a percentage, as an absolute number. Well, the UN had an agenda. The war on drugs. They had four different schedules for drugs. They put all the different drugs into those schedules and they handed them out to the different jurisdictions, different countries. They did that in 1961 and in 1971. Richard Nixon declared war on drugs. He used their agenda. He used their schedules. He used the same drugs in the same schedules. And they put marijuana in as a Schedule I drug. saying it was highly addictive and it had no medical use whatsoever. A lie. And another lie. And so we had, we've seen this operation before. It happens a great deal for both the Democrats and Republicans. On the Republican side, you have the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, and they will invite Republican legislators from various states to conventions. They will wine and dine them at hotels. Remember when we used to be able to do that? Used to be able to get together, meet, take vacations, travel, go to hotels, that sort of thing. Fading memory now, right? But yeah, once upon a time in America, people used to travel and take vacations and congregate and shake hands and all this other kind of stuff. And except that when the Republicans would get together with the American Legislative Exchange Council, they would give them an agenda, just like the UN did for Richard Nixon. And this is not a Republican thing. Get over this. Get over the party. You understand, this is a bipartisan thing. I'm just happening to talk about two events where the Republicans were there. But it's a good thing, because most of the audience is Republican, to understand that your problem is not just the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. It's also the Mitch McConnell's. And so the state Republicans will go to these American Legislative Exchange Councils. They will give them an agenda, a list, legislation, just like Nixon's UN war on drugs that he called his war on drugs. The name of your state up at the top, sign your name at the bottom, and turn in your homework. And that's how these things get done. That's how we wound up with all of these medical health emergency plans. Before 9/11, you had the federal bureaucracy creating an agenda of how they wanted various states to enact laws that would give all of these public health officials throughout the various states, mayors, county officials, and so forth, give them extreme powers where they could shut things down. And they put all that stuff together even before 9/11. And then they sent it out to all the states after 9/11. And all the states, oh, yeah, you're right, we got to do something about this because, you know, terrorism. We're going to have a war against a tactic, just like with the war on drugs. We had a war against chemicals. No, they were both a war on the Constitution. They were a war on the Bill of Rights. They were a war on you. Gun control is not about controlling guns. It's about controlling people. The war on drugs was about controlling people. The war on terror was about controlling people. Not the terrorists, you. And this war, we keep hearing everybody, we got New York City doctors saying, this is war. We got President Trump saying, I'm a wartime president. Okay, well, if this is a war, like the war on a tactic, like the war on a chemical, like the war on poverty and all these other wars that wind up being a war on the American people, then maybe if this is a war, then let's talk about the fact that we don't have any reconnaissance. We don't have any testing. Why is that? Because we have the FDA saying you can't have home testing kits. We just had the UK brag about the fact that, hey, we got a lot of home testing kits. They were rushed out by private companies and so forth. We got a million of them to put out. And I talked about that yesterday. Just, you know, one of the companies here in Austin had a quarter of a million. There were four companies. We could have had a million test kits out there for people to do that in their home while they're locked down. But no, not the federal government, not the FDA. They won't allow that. Destroy those kits. Destroy those results. We will tell you what you can do and when you can come out. We're working on a vaccine. We're going to make that go out real quickly. So they were able to enact this agenda based on September 11th. And I've got to say that maybe if this is a war, we ought to start looking at some of these people at the CDC, the NIH, the WHO. Maybe they are fraternizing with the enemy. Do we even know who the enemy is? Is the enemy the virus? Well, if the enemy is a virus, you don't know where it is, do you? President Trump says he's going to have the public health officials tell him what to do, and he's going to mark out the counties where all this is happening. How do you know that? You haven't done any tests. Are they going to get out a crystal ball or something? Call the Witch of Endor? What are you going to do? How are you going to know where all these people are? You don't have a test, right? Oh, it's science, isn't it? Bow to the white coats and the people with stethoscopes. Just like that parade they had in California. Well, I'm going to lock down the state. Let's send out the parade of people in white coats and have them stand on either side of the podium for before I come out. You know, that's my preceding entourage. They stand there with their hands folded in front of them, solemnly showing their authority. This is pathetic. And so I look at this order. I, Duane Peters, County Judge of Brazos County, Texas, have determined extraordinary and immediate measures must be taken, blah, blah, blah. And here's what I decide to do as little self-appointed dictator. From governors down to county judges. I had somebody email me this. This is what is happening. Are we going to wake up? I'll show you some facts when we come back. Hopefully you will wake up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections maybe canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We had the Dow rallying yesterday, 1,300 points. That's good news. 6.5% up in the last 3 days. The stock market has surged and recouped. It's up 20%. So when we look at this, they said this is the biggest three-day surge since 1931.
Woo!
Except if you remember the dates of history. 1931, we still had another 10 years of depression ahead of us. There is a disconnect between the stock market and the depression. It can kick off a depression, but a stock market that comes up. And, of course, it went up in 1931, but then it went back down again. Yeah, they go up, they go down. Hedge funds and insiders are loving it. A lot of volatility, a lot of money being made by the insiders. But it's like everything else that we see with this. It's just totally insane. One of the things that is kind of interesting coming out of this, and we haven't talked about presidential politics at all. We have Joe Biden, and he is being made a fool of, as the New York Post puts it, and I think that's a pretty good way to describe it. He certainly has been become irrelevant. As New York Post points out, Trump has dominated the news cycles over the last 3 weeks. He and his team offered daily reports about masks, about ventilators, and so forth. Of course, he hasn't talked about how the FDA is blocking his ventilators from getting to places. But, you know, I thought it was also interesting yesterday. After the program, I went in to get some coffee, and I saw that Cuomo was on television again. I said, why is Fox News putting out Cuomo's daily briefings? Who cares? If you're not in New York State, why would you care about what this guy says? It's absolutely irrelevant. He has absolutely no power to do anything. He's been asleep at the wheel. And I'll tell you in a moment here just how much he has failed. And yet the reason why they're focusing on Cuomo is because there is a move to replace Biden. Just understand that. But where is Biden at this point? Well, he's been holding, while millions of people have been watching President Trump on his press briefings, and New York Times, NPR freaking out about it. New York Times is begging stations, don't give him any coverage. You know, show Cuomo instead, because the entire nation is hanging on every word of Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. I get him confused with Fredo. I just, Biden has a program, hour-long program, he calls Happy Hour. I guess that's kind of a cover. In case he looks too senile, he can always say, well, you know, I had a few. It is, after all, Happy Hour. The total viewers have tallied 141,000, for example. The most recent one, as Breitbart points out. If somebody tunes in, however, for 31 seconds, if they get bored and they shut it off, that still counts toward the 141,000 people. We do know for a fact that only 2,800 on average watched the full hour. 2,800 people. Biden, who broadcasts these live streams from his basement, also streams this on YouTube, where it received a pathetic 23,000 views, which again counts viewers who only watched for 30 seconds. The up and down votes are really even more telling. Only 696 up votes for Biden's Happy Hour, 1,700 down votes, 75% disapproval. Biden has his own YouTube channel. That YouTube channel has only 19,000 subscribers. I had this program up on YouTube for less time than Biden's been running for president. I had 60,000 subscribers before they shut me down. Abruptly. They had already capped the number of subscribers. I got a very strange thing from YouTube about two or three months before the immediate purge of all things InfoWars. And I got a thing from them saying, we have just noticed your video here, and it is not eligible for monetization. And it's like, well, that's funny. Why would they send that to me? Because I'd never monetized anything from the channel. And then I noticed that the subscribers had stopped going up. So that 60,000 subscribers were in about 6 months. 2 months later, they shut it down. But Biden's now got 19,000 subscribers. Trump's got 310,000 subscribers. So That's a bit of a problem for him, besides the fact that he hasn't been able to have primaries so that he can finally get Bernie Sanders out of the way. And then you've got Cuomo, who is getting primetime coverage. You know, Fox News is not airing Joe Biden's basement happy hour, but they are airing Andrew Cuomo's pronouncements. And so, as National Review points out, there looks like there is a draft Cuomo movement that is in the future for the Democrats. But, you know, when you look at New York City, we've got the doctors there, as I said, saying, this is war. New York City doctors describe their fight against the coronavirus as cases surge. And I would say, if this is war, and I'm going to make this case for this, then we should try for treason the CDC, a private organization, the NIH, and the FDA. And I think we ought to court-martial a lot of state and county health officials for dereliction of duty. Get these people out of there. These institutions have failed. They have not only lied to us, they've not only shut down our entire economy, but they have, this entire thing is, this invisible enemy that we're looking at. We got New York City doctors saying the coronavirus is worse than 9/11. Oh, really? Well, let me tell you, what they have planned after this and as part of this is worse than 9/11, but it is not worse than 9/11. What he had to say was 9/11 was nothing compared to this. We were open and waiting for patients to come who never came, okay? Well, doctor, you may be a doctor, but that doesn't mean you've got any common sense. The reason the people didn't come in, doctor, was because they were buried under rubble. Maybe you didn't notice that. He said, now they just keep coming. And he wasn't talking about the people who were lied to by the government who said, there's no problem. Just go out on the street. Don't worry about that dust. And now those people do still keep coming. So maybe, you know, he ought to consider himself to be lucky that he can still make money treating those people, that the government is not just the 3,000 people that died in the collapse under the rubble who didn't come to him for any treatment. But it's the people who've been coming for treatment for 20 years with respiratory illness, long-term respiratory illness, cancer, all these other things, because they were lied to by the government. By the government. Unbelievable what these people are saying. Just by the way, just a reminder, architects and engineers funded the investigation by the University of Alaska Fairbanks. You know, there were three buildings who collapsed in their footprints. Only two of them were even hit by planes. That third building, Building 7, as they put it, Professor Leroy Hulsey, the only way it could have fallen in the observed manner is by near simultaneous failure of every column. Simultaneous failure. In other words, it couldn't happen. And as Richard Gage said, it's now incumbent on the building community, the media, and government officials to reckon with the implications and launch a new full-scale investigation. Well, good luck with that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed. It is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, It's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor, zinc, antiviral.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.Video that expose them, and the globalist will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Well, of course, as we all know, war is the lifeblood of the state. It's also the lifeblood of bureaucratic institutions and those who seek to cover up the problems that they've created. You know, it works pretty well. If you've got a massive embezzlement scandal and there's trillions of dollars missing, it's kind of helpful if somebody flies a plane into the window of the very office that's doing the auditing of the Pentagon, isn't it? Look at the size of the hole. And I've related the story before. I'm not going to go down into the details of it. Down at a place here in Texas. It was a vacation place with a tourist shop. And it was mostly Christmas decorations. It wasn't Christmas time. So my wife is looking around. I'm just standing there. And the lady is bored to death. And she just starts monologuing about how she's retired from the Pentagon. She got out a couple of months before 9/11, she was involved in an office that was auditing trillions of dollars that were missing, as if I had never heard of this. She didn't know who I was. And she didn't even know who Breitbart was. She gets all of her news from CNN. It's and Fox, a little bit from Fox. But because I did ask her, I said, where do you get your news? But she was talking about how she said, we had all these people. We had congressmen who were retiring, military people who were retiring, because if they didn't get out, they were going to be prosecuted. That was the deal that they were given. She said, I was lucky. You know, it's just a coincidence, but she said, it was really big. I can't believe how big that was. But anyway, she never put the pieces together. I didn't have time. I don't give private lessons. Anyway, so now we're talking about war, and we have all the rhetoric again about war. As a matter of fact, let's play video clip number 5. Here's the doctors who are screaming about the horrible conditions, and I have no doubt that they are horrible. Let's show you what they're saying. They're saying it's hell. It's a war zone. Video clip number 5.
Queens in New York is the worst infected district in what is now the world's worst infected city. And the doctors and nurses don't know what's hit them.
How is it?
Hell. Biblical. I kid you not. People come in. They get intubated. They die. The cycle repeats.
You overwhelmed?
Yeah, the system's overwhelmed all over the place.
We got no ventilators. FDA won't let us have them.
First year resident. She starts the ICU today. I couldn't sleep last night. It's scary.
They are overrun in this hospital. So stretched that an area of the waiting room has been screened off to make a temporary ward. In an internal email, the chief medical officer told staff it was the humanitarian mission of their lifetime.
Right now it's every day. It's non-stop, literally. And unfortunately, it might get to a situation you have to pick and choose what you're going to do, how you're going to do. And as the doctor said, a lot of people come. They not really survive. They expire. And you put the same machine on another person. And you cannot really even cope with the situation because it's so hard to think about this. And we try to do our best. The only thing I ask everyone, I know you guys from England, we live in the States, stay at home if you don't need to go anywhere. Don't try to do anything crazy right now. It's a serious pandemic.
Every hospital or medical center we go to is flat out. New York, a city no stranger to disaster, could be on the cusp of something it has never experienced before.
9/11 was nothing compared to this. We were open waiting for patients to come who never came. Okay? Now, they just keep coming.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I talked about that. They didn't come. They were buried in rubble. Yet, a lot more people have died since 9/11 because of the lies of the government that they trusted, who deliberately lied to them. And so you've got Politico writing about the president says this is war, says Cuomo. Remember, you know, we got Fox News covering Cuomo's stuff on a daily basis because Fox is trying to make its appeal to a broader audience, Democrats. The president says it's war. Well, then act like it's war. You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators and I need 30,000? Again, it's Trump's fault, except that these are rules from the FDA that were put in place by the FDA. And when President Trump says, we've got a promising new medication, you got Fauci stepping up to the mic. No. He doesn't understand. This hasn't been approved by the FDA. They're not going to allow that medication to be used, even for terminally ill patients. The FDA has not allowed these ventilators to be put out because they have very specific rules. They have approved certain types of ventilators to be used in certain places, and you don't move them to another place. If you got a ventilator for home, you can't use it in the ICU. If it's for the ambulance, you can't use that in the ICU. And if you change anything about it, hardware, software, materials, anything about the design, you've got to wait for us to approve it. And we're not even going to approve home test kits. We're going to make people destroy those by the hundreds of thousands. UK hands out 1 million home test kits. The FDA destroyed 1 million home test kits yesterday. I'm assuming. I mean, one of these four companies had 250,000. So that kind of adds up. They were already testing some of them. I'm sorry, can't tell you the tests. Yeah, you paid for the test kit. You sent it in, and we were going to test it in our FDA-approved laboratory, but the FDA says we can't do that for home test kits now, so we're going to destroy your stuff. But don't worry, we're going to do it in the under the guidelines that have been set up by the FDA for disposing of biohazards. Aren't you proud of that? It's all environmental and in compliance with FDA regulations, but you can't get tested, you can't get ventilated, and you can't get medicated, right? Because we got an FDA, and we got President Fauci. President Fauci. Fauci is in charge here. He's the Alexander Haig of the coronavirus. I'm in charge. What can I do? This big idiot is standing up there at the microphone. He doesn't understand anything. I'm the one who knows everything. He's the one who has cried wolf over and over again. To the extent that, people are asking, is there even anything here? Right? Because we've been deceived so many times by Fauci. And yeah, when there is something here and people are sick and dying, then the other part of the federal bureaucracy steps in and blocks anything out there. That's why I say, if this is war, you need to put some people, you need to court-martial some people. You need to try some people for treason, President Trump, if it's really war. Act like it's war. I agree with Cuomo. Act like it's war. And so when we look at this, whose fault is this? Cuomo didn't do anything to prepare for this. Let me give you some examples. Back in December 9th, 2019, Mount Sinai Hospital emergency department is a, quote, war zone, says workers. Wait a minute. This is before this. They were calling it a war zone then. Why? Former head of the emergency department for the Mount Sinai Hospital Network said he quit in July 2018 after less than a year at the helm because, quote, I had to follow my moral compass and leave, decide that this is not an organization that cares for patients. A report obtained by the New York Post shows Mount Sinai Hospital knew its emergency department had issues at least 3.5 years ago. This was written in December 9th, 2019. This has nothing to do with the coronavirus. It was a war in these New York City hospitals, and Cuomo and de Blasio did nothing about it. It was well known. There were articles that were written over and over again. We have, here's another one, 2018. It looks like a refugee camp in a war zone, said a nurse who works at the, this is another patient, another hospital in the Bronx, in the Norwood section of the Bronx. She says, I'm from India. Even if I go to an emergency room in India, I don't see things like this. You had another person saying, this area is teeming with sick patients, many of them with infections. It creates an environment that is conducive to more illness, not less. There seems to be a profound disconnect between the immaculate image that this particular hospital, Montefiore, projects to the public and the nightmarish reality of its own emergency room. We've got emergency room patients in the hallways, they said a year ago, March 2019. That's why I said all these alarming pictures we saw out of China, I said it was too early to tell because that's not unusual. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up 2 more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, let's talk about the deception. A big part of the panic that is coming here, folks, is to accrue more power. Bigger budgets, more personnel, this is how they always use it. It was just 2017 that we had Fauci trying to panic everybody about the Zika virus, whining about the fact that he didn't get $2 billion that he wanted to fight the Zika virus, threatening us all that it was going to be coming back with a vengeance, even though nothing had happened. He'd cried wolf. And nothing had happened. He said, well, it's going to be back with a vengeance this summer because mosquitoes are going to be carrying Zika virus and all your heads are going to shrink. And so now, after we've had time after time after time, that the 79-year-old bureaucrat who's been head of the NIH's infectious disease stuff, pushing vaccines, having his wife at the NIH over the ethics board, telling everybody it's not unethical to experiment on human beings, right? As a matter of fact, yesterday after the show, I was talking to Matt, and he said, yeah, you covered that where they were doing human experimentation there in North Carolina, right? The EPA. At the same time that you had the director of the EPA, who later resigned in disgrace over emails. Anyway, Lisa Jackson, with then Congressman Markey, who's now a senator from Massachusetts, they had put together a little dog and pony show where they were publicly telling everybody we had to shut down all diesel engines everywhere. We had to shut down fireplaces as well as home barbecues also because of fine particulate matter. And they'd already come up with levels for diesel engines. And she's got on there and she said with Markey, and he kind of stepped on her lines a little bit, so you could tell they'd rehearsed this. They had written this up, their dialogue. And she said, no, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about people dying from fine particulate matter. More people are dying from fine particulate matter out of fireplaces and diesel engines than are dying from cancer. And he goes, oh, what? Let me get that straight. Oh, yes, that's what I'm saying, Congressman. They're dying from this. More people are dying from this than from cancer. And at the same time they were telling everybody that, they were exposing people to levels that were 72 times higher than they said were safe. So if they really believed that, they were conducting experiments on people, giving them stuff that they believed would kill them. And then it got even worse. Steve Malloy at junkscience.com. I used to work with a group, same group that he worked with. He dug down. He noticed something that was odd. Had a couple of people involved in an experiment at the EPA facility at Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. And he said, well, what's going on with this? And he started looking, found that they'd been advertising for people who had respiratory illness already, who had heart issues already, because they wanted these people to have an alarming reaction. And if that wasn't enough to cook that up in their tests, then they would expose them to 72 times the level that they said was safe. And even with all of that, they only had two people that had to go to the hospital and nobody died. Nevertheless, we called their bluff on it. Or I should say they did. I wasn't working with them anymore. It's about the time that I came to work in InfoWars, about 8 years ago. And so they said, okay, well, if you're doing this and you have published regulations and studies and so forth where you believe that this will kill people and you're saying this on Capitol Hill, then you should stop this because you're in violation of the Nuremberg Code. You're not allowed to have human experimentation, and you're not even allowed to have volunteers if this is something that you know could kill them. You're in violation of the Nuremberg Code. Nah, we don't care. We're going to continue doing it. And so then they filed an injunction to a judge to stop it. And the judge said, nah, I don't care. They can do it. They were literally hooking people up to diesel tailpipes. They were filtering out the carbon monoxide, but then passing the fine particulate matter onto them directly. I mean, this is your government at work. They're always trying to come up with a reason to build their bureaucracies. And so now we've got them saying, and I'm not saying that they're not facing a big challenge here. I'm not saying that there aren't people who need ventilators. There are people who need ventilators. And the biggest crime about all this, there's two things to see here. We've had people like Fauci at the NIH cry wolf time and time again. SARS, MERS, swine flu, bird flu, Zika, Ebola, and so forth. With Ebola, I think it was something to be concerned about. We were very concerned about that when we covered it. And we thought they were being very reckless with it. As a matter of fact, they were so reckless with Ebola, we believe that they were trying to start something here. Nevertheless, all these different times they've cried wolf. Now, can we be blamed? Are we the ones to be blamed when they cry wolf 8-10 times and then something turns out to be real? Or should they be the ones who are blamed? You know, it's kind of the boy who cried wolf, right? Was it his fault? He keeps crying for help and it's a wolf, and then finally when it really is a wolf, he cries and nobody comes because they don't believe him? Except now that the wolf is at the door, now that the wolf is devouring patients in New York City, now what do they scream about? Well, I don't have enough ventilators. Whose fault is that? Who is standing in the way? We've got GM, we've got Ford, we've got MIT, as I pointed out yesterday. They've got new and innovative designs. We have the ability to manufacture these designs. One of the reasons that they have so few of these things is because the FDA and all their red tape and all of their crony capitalism means that you've only got a few manufacturers of these machines that cost $50,000, and you've got to get approval from the local health boards to add equipment to your hospital. MIT's got a design that costs $100. Will they allow that to be done? Don't hold your breath. Or maybe you should hold your breath because you're not going to get a ventilator. Cuomo's not going to talk about that. As I was saying, go back and look at these stories. 2018. It's a war zone. It's like a refugee camp in a war zone. A woman from India says, I don't see this kind of stuff in India. At Mount Sinai Hospital, they're saying the same thing. It's a war zone. 2019, December. Go back to where they were in March a year ago. Nurses at three city hospitals in New York, reports the New York Daily News. This is New York Post, New York Daily News. Did Cuomo not know anything about this? Did somebody not call him up and tell him? He seems to know everything about how the country ought to run, but he didn't know anything about this in his own backyard right there in New York City. He didn't know that they didn't have sufficient medical capabilities there. New York City nurses threatened to strike over hospital overcrowding a year ago. A year ago, Cuomo. Nurses at three city hospitals said that they will launch a strike within weeks if the medical centers continue to ignore their demands to address staffing shortages that put patients at risk. Mount Sinai Hospital, New York Presbyterian Hospital, Montefiore Medical Center. They said they've forced medical staff to treat emergency room patients in the hallways where they have no privacy and face the risk of infection. Remember the pictures that we saw out of China? And I said, wait a minute. I've been in China. I know that, you know, walking through Walmart is like, you know, at least it used to be when we were there 10 years ago. Actually, it's a little bit more than that now. But anyway, you know, when we came back here to the U.S. and we went into Walmart, it seemed like it is today. You know, you walk in, you drive on the streets and there's nobody there. It's like a ghost town compared to, the way it was in China. But I said, you know, when we see people packed and lined up in the, there you go, World War III. When you see people, packed into the hallways of a Chinese hospital, I said, I don't know that that's not the normal way, because apparently that's the way that it was in New York. In New York. And also in the UK. Here's a story from The Guardian, 2012. Hospitals are full to bursting. Bed use is reaching such dangerous levels that staff are struggling, says the NHS's own performance data. They said the national level was that the hospital beds were 85% occupied on 230 of the 365 days of the year, the year prior. They said they were over 90% occupied on 19 days. They said the NHS is full. They said that they are increasingly declaring themselves on red alert, which means that they have very few beds left, or even on black alert when they have to shut the doors because they don't have any beds left. And so the NHS, the health system in the UK, said over the whole of 2011-2012, many of the 146 hospital trusts that it has data for ran at 90% capacity or higher. Now, it's not to say that they don't need to do something about it, but they will always use this to expand their bureaucracy. So put this in the context of where it has always been. Folks, you need to take care of your own health. You need to prep for yourself, provide for your own food, for your own defense, and the defense of your body. We still have products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they are discounted, not increased in price, an average of 40% off. They vary from 20 to 50% off. Products that will help you to build up your health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off. Ultra 12 or Vitamin B12, 40% off. 50% off together. InfoWarsStore.com.
For more than 4 days, the Democratic Party and their willing accomplices in the establishment media have been fighting to keep President Trump from being able to pass emergency funding through Congress, to get money to the American people who've lost their jobs, and to get money to the emergency first responders for basic medical equipment, respirators, you name it. We've seen all these Democrat leaders, governors, mayors, come out and say Trump hasn't lifted a finger, while they're actually trying to tie him down in a straitjacket of lies. It is next level. I never thought they would go this far and be this criminal publicly. Yes, they hoped the virus would plunge the economy. Yes, they hyped it all up. Yes, they're rooting against America. But now this, these people have gone completely insane, and the American people need to let them know legally and lawfully that we see through them and we're not going to put up with their terrorism against America. As for InfoWars, we're fighting on harder than ever, thanks to you, and we are winning. We've known for over a decade that big tech is totally anti-American and wants to bring in a one-world government currency, a Chinese communist social score to control every facet of our lives. But now it's here. They are using this coronavirus lockdown to tell all these shops and stores do not accept cash. And now they're announcing all over the country they're going to stop accepting cash and only certain businesses can stay open. Well, what do you do next to put the final nail in the coffin and launch the Mark of the Beast? House stimulus bill envisions digital dollar to ease coronavirus recession. Only stores that are allowed to be open can accept it. Evil patriots and people, of course, can't use it, and it tracks everything you do. So there it is, folks. Mark of the Beast. Global digital currency all being rolled out in this hysteria. And a lot of people are buying into it. So you've just greenlit the globalist absolutely taking control of your lives. But InfoWars predicted it all from the very start. That's for tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so it was a war zone. We've been getting stories about how it's a war zone for years in New York City. Crowded hospitals, people in the hallways because they don't have any beds. And as I pointed out yesterday, you know, you think that here in America we have a free market healthcare system. No. Even the private hospitals are not allowed to open up a new hospital or to expand or to add equipment unless they get the permission of the government-owned county hospitals that are in competition with them. It's called a certificate of need. And so if you want to add capacity, if you want to add equipment, you have to ask your government competitor. Guess how that works? And of course, if you have a socialist healthcare system like they do in the UK, then the only way that you get to expand this stuff is to declare an emergency, declare a war. And that's the way, of course, that President Fauci is expanding his bureaucracy's control over our government. And I call him President Fauci. That's actually a hashtag. We got hashtags out there. Public loves Fauci. Hashtag Fauci 2020. Hashtag President Fauci. Yeah, a lot of hero worship. It kind of reminds me of how Mao is still worshipped, as I pointed out. You know, the guy who killed 80 million of his own people, forcing them out of, shutting down the entire economy, forcing the people into starvation, killing 80 million of them. He was a communist dictator, so he didn't even need to come up with a cover story like Fauci. Make no mistake about it. That's exactly what Fauci, and he's going to be worshipped for this. They're already saying they're going to make themselves heroes, whichever way this goes. If millions of us were to die, and that's not going to happen, unless they continue to push us into a severe depression. You have to understand, right now, the greater threat to your health is going to be starvation and violence, not the virus. And that's being brought to us by Fauci. But he will be the hero of all this. Make no mistake. Canada, by the way, also gave away medical equipment, and they did this in the face of what was happening as late as February of this year. As Israel Levant of Rebel News pointed out, covered by Breitbart, he said Canada in February was donating 16 tons of medical equipment to the Chinese Communist Party. You had Trudeau's government say Canada is saddened by the impact of the novel coronavirus outbreak, especially the loss of life to the Chinese population. Personal protective equipment is essential to prevent and limit the spread of the virus. And so while President Trump is being attacked on a daily basis in the media, even as he limited travel from China, at that same time, Trudeau, points out Ezra Levant, did nothing to restrict travel. In fact, it would be well over a month later before Trudeau restricted flights from Canada at all, more than a full month later. And it was even longer the WHO took to declare a pandemic. And yet it's all President Trump's fault, isn't it? Nobody's criticizing Trudeau on this, except for Ezra Levant and me and Breitbart. Trudeau still allows daily flights from Shanghai, Beijing, Xiamen, Guangzhou, other cities in China to Canada every day, several a day. None of them are medically screened. No one has their temperature taken. No one is quarantined to this day, added Levant. He said Trudeau gathered up all the medical equipment within his reach, 16 tons of it, face masks, gloves, other protective gear. And instead of ordering, it's not a problem donating something to somebody to try to contain it in that area before it comes. But again, he's not trying to contain it because he's not stopping flights. He's not doing any medical screening. So you can't justify the donation by saying he's trying to contain it at the source. And if you're going to give away your medical equipment, wouldn't you order more of it produced? He didn't stockpile it. He didn't distribute it to Canada. He gave it to China. And, you know, maybe one of the reasons why this is happening is because, most all of the rubber gloves that we get here in the U.S. are coming from Malaysia and from Thailand. I mean, we don't make anything anymore here. That's a big part of the problem. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, as I said at the beginning of the program last hour, I questioned, is this a turning point that we're at? And understand, we are going to go down into slavery, into more chains, or we are going to have a spiritual revival, a rebirth of liberty, a reforming of our institutions, either that or they are going to oppress us in ways that we have never, ever imagined before. Most of us. I've imagined them. Quite frankly, I don't need to imagine. I've read their plans. I know exactly how they're going to oppress us. So will people realize how private organizations like the CDC and the Federal Reserve, let me underscore that, how private organizations like the CDC and the Federal Reserve have enslaved us? How private organizations like the CDC and the Federal Reserve are forging much, much greater chains for us as we speak. I'm going to talk about this coming up, what the CDC is doing. They're now giving themselves surveillance power. Yes, that's right. This private organization behind the panic, this private organization that's the biggest seller of vaccines, they're now giving themselves vast surveillance powers. Just as the Federal Reserve, which has created the underlying economic crisis that will be blamed on Trump, that will be blamed on the coronavirus, and yet it was fully baked in with this bubble that they created, and they are pouring it on real fast, real fast. And, of course, Trump will have responsibility for it. He will have responsibility because he didn't stop this, but he encouraged even more of this bubble building. Will the population, will you realize that these organizations that demand to protect you from all health risk are in fact putting your health at risk? That they're forcing vaccines on you while they are weaponizing diseases in their bioweapons facilities, bringing them in, giving them gain of function, making them more deadly, making them more contagious? Oh, but they've got to eliminate all health risks because they've got to shut down the economy. Do you see anybody in the mainstream media talking about the thing that needs to be shut down? The bioweapons facilities? Even when they were told to shut down, Fauci and Francis Collins at the NIH continued to fund research, even at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, on the coronavirus and the Chinese bat. Merging the two together into a chimera, and they published it and publicized this a year after it was supposed to stop. And the ethics community was outraged by it. Not Fauci's wife, who's head of bioethics at the NIH, but the rest of the ethics community was outraged by this. Why are you doing this? Nothing good can come from this. We don't need to do this. We have a risk. This could be released, or it could escape from the lab. Why are you doing this? And why are we allowing that to happen? And Francis Collins said, yeah, well, you know, I had 10 projects. I decided that I would continue with half of them. And this is one of them. And they're allowed to publish their research. I don't care. I don't care what the law is. I'm above the law. And it took him another 2 years, but he was able to get the law changed, and now it's legal again as of 2017. Isn't that nice? So will you understand that not only are they forcing vaccines on you, not only are they weaponizing disease, viruses, and bacteria, but the FDA, during this crisis, is standing in the way of people getting ventilators. As I pointed out yesterday, they are literally, the FDA and the bureaucracy, this rigid, inflexible bureaucracy, is actually literally smothering American people to death. Literally smothering us to death with red tape. They stand in the way of ventilators. They stand in the way of promising medication. You've got doctors who are having to defy the FDA, having to defy the AMA, because they have more compassion on their patients. They want to see their patients live, and so they defy. But not all the doctors will do that. And because this is not accepted policy, it's hard to get more of this medicine. Or how about even the tests? The FDA is even standing in the way of tests. So the question is, are you going to see these people as what they are? Enemies of the people? People who have usurped authority that they don't have under the Constitution? They were never given power explicitly to do any of this stuff that they're doing. And the Ninth Amendment says if you weren't given that explicit power, you cannot infer it. You can't infer it from the Commerce Clause or the General Welfare Clause. That's the reason that they put in the Ninth Amendment. They said, you know, somebody like a, you know, maybe some criminal Supreme Court justice or bureaucrat or, you know, government, you know, congressman or something, they might infer that because we have a Commerce Clause, they might turn that inside out and upside down and say, well, that means that we can regulate anything that has to do with commerce anywhere in the United States instead of it being about opening up free trade. See, the Commerce Clause was to shut down any kind of restrictions on commerce between different states. Instead, the federal government uses it to shut down commerce within states where they have no authority. They turn it upside down, inside out. And so they put in the Ninth Amendment and said, hey, look, if we haven't expressly given you this power, you don't have it. And the Tenth Amendment says that power is now retained by the people and the states. So is that going to be the case? Are we going to let them panic us with junk science? Are we going to let them, as I pointed out yesterday, are they going to be Fauci? President Fauci has said it's going to be coming back and we're going to have to turn on and off the social distancing and the lockdown. We'll turn it on and off like a switch. You know, it's like musical chairs. Run the economy, stop the economy. Run the economy, stop the economy. Now we're going to have panicking and hoarding and economic austerity because I said so. Because I'm the dictator here. I don't know if Fauci is going to take the title of president. Maybe he's got a different title. I've got a title. Are they going to be able to set up travel checkpoints and travel bans? Are they going to be able to arbitrarily ban anything at will, as we see happening everywhere with firearms? Are they going to be able to arrest you at will, like they arrested this guy because he made a joke about World War Z and put hashtag we need Brad Pitt, so now he's charged with being a terrorist? Are we going to do that kind of stuff? We're going to shut down due process. You know, when I was talking about the supplies, one of the reasons that we're having a hard time getting rubber gloves is because, you know, we've had the globalists have shipped all of our supplies and our manufacturing to other countries. 60% of the rubber gloves today are made in Malaysia. As a matter of fact, data from 2017 shows that the U.S. imports about 91% of its rubber gloves from Malaysia and Thailand. You know, it's kind of interesting. About a decade ago, I remember there were massive floods in Thailand, and all of a sudden, the price of disk drives went way up. I was working in video production at the time. I needed some more capacity, and it's like, whoa, why'd they go up so much? And so I started looking around. It's like, oh, well, there are floods in Thailand, and almost all the disk drives are being built in Thailand, in this one little area that flooded. And so there was a big increase in a shortage, temporary shortage, and a big increase in prices there in Thailand. So we got the same type of thing. They will go to certain areas. You know, so one area, they build all the disk drives. Another area, they build all the rubber gloves. I mean, it's just, this is globalism for you folks. This is what happens when we decide that we're going to, you know, value the profits of Wall Street investors more than we do our independence. and our economy. That's one of the reasons why we had the Commerce Clause. We used to have trade barriers, tariff barriers, taxes on the perimeter of the country. Thomas Jefferson was very happy about the fact that he had eliminated, in his first term, eliminated all internal taxes. So we had a complete free trade zone in the United States, and that helped to build our economy. It made us independent. And he said, what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man? None of them do. And then when the globalists got it, they did it the other way around. They put all the taxes on us internally, and then they opened up the taxes on the border, and it made it completely dependent, made us completely dependent on foreign countries and completely oppressed us. And then they created the private Federal Reserve as well. So now we have Tennessee doctors saying they have to use goggles and diapers because, you know, we don't make them in this country anymore.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections maybe canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please meet Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, it looks like something out of National Treasure. the movie of Nicolas Cage. They found a stash of treasure in the National Cathedral's crypt. What is the National Treasure today? Well, it's 5,000 N95 masks. In the crypt of the National Cathedral. This is not the stash that the American government bragged about having 4 years ago on NPR. Where they said, well, we can't tell you exactly what we got, or how much of it we've got, or where they're located. Everything about that is secret, and we have multiple locations. They said, well, somebody told us anonymously that they've got six locations, but they wouldn't tell us anymore, because this is the government's private stash for continuity of government. So I don't know what's going on in the National Cathedral. They said, well, we went back, and looks like these things were purchased more than 10 years ago after a health scare from President Fauci, probably at the time. 10 years ago, it was probably SARS. Oh, we're going to have those masks because Fauci told us so. Oh, what do we do with them? I don't know. Let's stick them in the crypt of the National Cathedral. CDC has been advising health professionals to reuse the masks or to use scarves or even bandanas in place of masks to control the shortages. And so they were able to find 5,000 masks, and they're starting to hand them around. This is how absurd this has become. When you have government that creates hoarding, government that creates panic, as President Fauci's government is doing now, because he's the one in charge. Let's make that clear. President Trump is doing everything that Fauci tells him to do. You know, just don't want to be mocked or ridiculed by the press. Can't do that. So now we have Governor Cuomo is patting himself on the back. Because he is allowing, he has now approved that they can share ventilators with, you know, two patients can share one machine. Doesn't really work too well, actually, but, you know, hey, we can't criticize the FDA. We can't criticize the federal bureaucracy for standing in the way. And, said, well, it's not ideal, but it's workable. And so we're going to do that. He's just trying to draw attention to himself and say, you know, I can really fix this. I can ration better than any other Democrat or socialist or bureaucrat. How about that? Because they're not going to get out of the way and let the private sector do it. You know, there's an article from Pacific Research, a leftist publication here. As coronavirus spreads, this leftist publication says private sector offers hope and treatment. And I thought, whoa. That's kind of strange that they would be saying that. They said the federal government's efforts to combat the pandemic have been less than stellar. Even they say that. Early test kits from the CDC were flawed, unusable. The FDA has been slow to review, slow to approve new tests that were developed by private labs. They've been slow to relax regulations on the production of new ventilators, and they've been downright hostile to potential at-home tests for COVID-19. Private firms, by contrast, have provided a rare hope of in the midst of this pandemic, and then this is where they go off the rails. Then they start talking about vaccines, because this, folks, is why the FDA and the FDA bureaucrats, they're not stupid to the extent that they want to draw attention to how they have put roadblocks in the path of treatment, of diagnosis, and of cure. They don't want to draw attention to that, but they will if they have to, and they've got the press that will cover for them. Because we have to be kept in the dark, we have to be kept in fear, and we have to be struggling to breathe so that we will all be demanding a new vaccine. Just last week, says Pacific Research, Massachusetts-based biofirm Moderna launched clinical trials in the first ever COVID-19 vaccine. The company managed to identify the trial compound in only 42 days. Other firms include Inovio, Sanofi, VaxArt, GlaxoSmithKline, and Johnson & Johnson, all of them working on potential vaccines, all of them who have been involved in multiple lawsuits about how they have affected people. As a matter of fact, GlaxoSmithKline and their Pandemrix that they put out because it very quickly rushed it to market. Only 4 months from the time that the World Health Organization declared a pandemic for swine flu, GlaxoSmithKline rolled out Pandemrix, and it was President Fauci who said, this is very, very, very safe. And now here we are a decade later, and the lawsuits are still coming from people who've been damaged by that vaccine that was rushed to market and covered up by President Fauci. Gilead Sciences is also offering an antiviral drug, which is very, very dangerous. And they kind of pulled it back. A lot of people have talked about that particular drug mentioned that it may be responsible for some of the adverse effects of the coronavirus. But, of course, if they give somebody an experimental drug from big pharmaceutical companies because they've got COVID-19 and they die, it will be the coronavirus that killed them, not the drug. Never the drug. Never the drug. And then they mention in this article, Austin, Texas-based Everlywell, already producing at-home test kits for COVID-19. I talked about that yesterday. They had 250,000 of them, and then they had to tell everybody, sorry, we can't do that. Another company that did it said, even if you've sent in your results, we're going to have to destroy them because the FDA has said no. They looked at it, and they said, well, it looks like they have emergency orders out here where they're going to loosen up a little bit on the chains because of this crisis that they've told everybody we have. But they don't believe it's a crisis, do they? If they did, then why are they keeping health care from critically ill people? It's just like the EPA telling everybody everyone is dying from diesel exhaust fumes while they're exposing people to 72 times the level that they say is destructive of their health, and telling everybody, I'm not talking about people getting sick, I'm talking about them dying. Same type of lies we see from these people all the time. Scanwell Health, a Los Angeles firm, has promised direct-to-consumer test kits that take only 15 minutes to deliver results. But then, of course, that was before the FDA said, nope, can't have it. Meanwhile, we've got James Dyson of the vacuum cleaner company. He also has there's no shortage of private sector designs for ventilators. Let's understand, this is not a difficult problem. You have to get a good-fitting mask. You have to have a good filter. And then you have to have a pump. Why would this cost $50,000? Well, it shouldn't. And it shouldn't have to be so tightly controlled by the FDA. The reason the FDA controls it so tightly is because they're in bed with these companies who want to sell these things for $50,000 instead of $100 like the MIT design. That's why this all happens. It's called regulatory capture. It's called crony capitalism. It's called fraud and corruption and abuse of power that they never, ever had, even for the agency to exist. It takes somebody like James Dyson, a vacuum cleaner manufacturer, to illustrate just how bad the federal bureaucrats suck. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.Video that expose them, and the globalist will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, it's not just the FDA standing in the way of tests. And again, that is the fundamental issue. I mean, there's two issues here. As I pointed out, Dr. Shiva Iyadure had it right. He said we need to separate people into four categories. Two of them would be categories of people who do not test positive for the coronavirus. And we can take a look at them and say, okay, here are people who are healthy. They don't test positive for the coronavirus. And here are some people who have some underlying health issues. And even though they don't test positive for coronavirus, we need to come up with a protocol to get them healthier and so forth. And also a protocol for the healthy people to keep them healthy. But then we need to have two other groups of people who have tested positive for the coronavirus. Maybe they've tested positive and they don't have any symptoms. This is what we need to do for them. And then there's the group of people who, quite frankly, you don't need to test because they already can't breathe, right? They need ventilators, but the FDA doesn't want to loosen any regulations. I mean, we've got companies, again, you know, Ford, GM, they've got Ford, as I pointed out yesterday, can repurpose the seat ventilators. It's ideal because of size, because of weight, because of the airflow. To use that to power a ventilator, you have MIT saying these ventilators that have been used in ambulances to manually pump air into people. You know, we've got the great mask there and we got the filter. All we need is some kind of a pump and we can put all this stuff together for $100 and we've got a ton of these masks out there. Can we do that? No. We're not going to, or even CPAPs, you know, if you got, issues with sleep apnea and things like that. No. Anything that is used for CPAP, any kind of home ventilator, not going to allow that in the hospital for people who are critically ill. If it's something that's approved by the FDA for use in an ambulance, not going to allow that in the hospital either. And you're not going to change anything about this design. We got Dyson with a vacuum cleaner saying we could do this. But folks, all of this depends, really the ground zero thing of this. If you want to treat this like a war, you need to know where the enemy is, right? That means you got to have a test. Is the enemy in this group of people or is it in that group? Well, I don't know. Just shut everything down right now. You know, kill everything. Talked yesterday about the nurse who committed suicide in Italy. She wasn't the only one. I said, yeah, another nurse did that somewhere else. You know, she's 34 years old, doesn't have any other symptoms. She just tested positive. She killed herself. A lot of that is because of psychological stress. But I said, that's a picture of what is being done to this economy. We have the middle class either committing suicide if they support what President Fauci is telling everybody, or they are being killed, euthanized by President Fauci. Take your pick. Depends, right? It depends. Some people are committing suicide. Some people are being euthanized because they don't go along with it. They're still going to be killed by President Fauci and the health bureaucracy because they won't get out of the way for the tests. You can't conduct a war if you don't know where the enemy is, if you don't know where enemy territory is. They say, well, we're going to shut this down. We're going to put a map up county by county what the different threat levels are. Well, if you don't do a test, you don't know. It's just going to be nonsense. It's just going to be another effort to shut everything down by President Fauci. You know, we got Hillary Clinton criticizing President Trump. You can't let people out of their home imprisonment by Easter. We've got to have a 2-month shutdown, says Hillary, desperate for attention. And yet, it's Fauci, even more than Hillary, who is criticizing President. He throws cold water on President Trump's target of Easter, says Mediaite. He says, quote, this is just an aspirational projection to give people some hope. Well, let me tell you what. Your only hope is to impeach President Fauci. President Fauci. The guy who has taken over President Trump. And he's got President Trump basically eating out of his hand, or not shaking anybody's hand, right? President Trump saying, well, you know, we may have to rethink. We may never go back to shaking hands, you know, because Fauci's got him so scared. You know, President Trump's been known as a germaphobe. You know, he overcame that to shake people's hands and run for president, but still, they hit him at his weak point. But let's talk about the treatment that they're getting in the way of. Detroit News is talking about the Michigan governor. A Democrat, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and you know, she's a young governor. She's in her 40s, a Democrat. And as the Detroit News points out, said, yeah, we got a lot of people recovering from COVID-19, but we got a lot of people who are under very severe life-threatening diseases. Many people are dying. We have a lot of hope and a promising new treatment that uses a combination of very old drugs, hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, which is a Z-Pak. The hydroxychloroquine goes under the trade name of Plaquenil, I think is the way, or Plaquenil. I don't know how they pronounce it, but anyway, they always have two names for these things, trademark name and a generic name. And these have been around for quite some time. And it's been recommended by a lot of different governments. However, they point out, if you live in Michigan and many other places, and you or a loved one is infected with this potentially lethal disease, and you're about to die, you're out of luck. Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. So it's not just the federal bureaucrats. It's bureaucrats at every level that are shutting things down. She literally threatened all doctors and pharmacists in the state who prescribe or dispense hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. The agency's March 24th letter warns physicians and pharmacists of professional consequences for prescribing hydroxychloroquine beyond the recommendation against hoarding as production of the medication needs to be ramped up. The letter deviates into open threats of administrative action against the licenses of any doctors who would prescribe hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19. Think about that. If you cure the patient, we will kill your practice. You got doctors who are showing up every day, working overtime, many times without protective equipment. And yet, if they know of a treatment that works and they prescribe that, the Democrat governor of Michigan and her bureaucrats threaten to kill their practice, take their license. And not only that, but they've also threatened pharmacists. They told the pharmacists, ignore any prescriptions for this drug from physicians. And then it gets even worse. They've told physicians that you are, quote, required to report on fellow doctors who are curing patients with this drug. Why are they so desperate? Because this is working for their power. They don't want people cured. They don't want people tested. They don't want people ventilated. They want to keep this going. I'm going to play for you another video, video clip number 8. This is another doctor. We had Dr. Grace. I've played videos of patients saying, yeah, I was basically out of it, and it just cured me like that. They'd given up on me. I had less than a day to live. Video clip number 8. Here's another doctor, Dr. Vladimir Zelenka, MD. This is in addition to Dr. Grace. Video clip number 8.
More than 60% currently have the infection. That's based on the percentages of the tests that I'm getting back already. It's probably it's around 20,000 people, probably more. I have been treating them with hydroxychloroquine, the drug that you approved, together with the vitamin zinc, in the pre-hospital setting. The idea is to keep them from the hospital because we're running low on respirators and other supplies. So my belief is if we could treat as many people at home successfully, it will free up as many resources as possible. So what I'm suggesting, which has not been yet suggested, and that's why I'm making this video, is that we should initiate treatment in moderate to high-risk patients and in the early stages of the infection in the outpatient setting.
All right, let's stop it right there because we've got to go to break, and I just want to summarize what he had to say. In that video, he said he's treated 350 patients. He's had 100% success rate. He also said if you don't want the hospitals to be overcrowded, if you don't want to create a crisis there because people are in an emergency situation, treat them in an outpatient thing, cure them before you have to send them to the ICU. But we have government bureaucrats and governors, like the governor of Michigan, who say, shut up, you can't do that. Why are we letting them tell us anything about our health care? They should butt out.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shut down around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to Infowars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just playing for you. The doctor in New York, he said, look, I've treated 350 patients. I've had 100% recovery rate. And not only that, but I've been able to treat them in an outpatient basis before they get into critical condition, before they have to clog up the hospitals, before they have to push out the people who have had heart attacks or are dying of cancer and so forth. Can't we have a little bit of sanity here? No, instead, what we have is a government that decides that they need to intrude themselves in the doctor-patient relationship in every detail. The Michigan governor is threatening doctors, threatening to remove their license if they cure people like this New York doctor did. Threatening them if they prescribe this medication that this doctor says, hey, I gave this 350 patients, 100% of them recovered. We've had a lot of anecdotal evidence. We've had Dr. Grace go on with Laura Ingram, a doctor out of New York, and then they had to come back because he was getting a lot of pushback from the AMA and from the FDA, had to say his opinions are his opinions alone. They do not reflect the opinions of the hospital. I see nothing. I don't want to tell anybody about a cure, nothing about that. And we have these bureaucrats epitomized by the governor in Michigan, who is not only threatening physicians to take their license, but telling pharmacists, don't fill those prescriptions or I'll take your license. And then telling other doctors that they are required to report any doctors who start talking about this as being a cure. I mean, you've got to look at this and understand there's another agenda. Don't you understand that? They're not there to protect your health. And quite frankly, you know, when we understand how power is, I've talked about this many times. The founders of this country understood that they wanted to compartmentalize power so that it wouldn't be abused. They didn't want it consolidated. Why? Because they understood Lord Acton's maxim that absolute power corrupts absolutely. They also said power tends to concentrate. And so they wanted to divide power between the people, between the states, between the federal government. And then within the federal government, they were so concerned that what we see happening today, what has happened today, isn't happening. It's already happened, but it's happening to a greater extent. They knew that the tendency would be for the federal government to become all powerful. And so they tried to split that with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment between, and the Constitution, between the different people and the states and the federal government, and then even further divide the federal government against itself with a separation of powers. But that hasn't happened. And so we have a pyramid structure. We have the judiciary and the bureaucracy at the top, primarily the judiciary, supported very closely by the permanent deep state bureaucracy that tells everybody what to do, that you never vote for. You have taxation without representation. You also have regulation without representation. And now you have lockdown. Lockdown. They're locking everybody down. But the reality is that many Christians have looked at spheres of authority. And they said the government is one sphere of authority. The church is another sphere of authority. That's why we have the separation that is there, right? That Jefferson talked about. But then what do? They use that, the idea, the very idea that there's supposed to be a separation of powers. It's used by the Supreme Court to say, no, we're in charge of you, and we're going to tell you, the individual, how you can practice religion, what you can say, and where you can say it, and when you can say it. Turn it exactly upside down. No, the reality, and this is something that I agree with, and I think we need to go back to this understanding that was the foundation of our country. Government has a sphere of authority. The church has a sphere of authority. The family has a sphere of authority. The individual has a sphere of authority. It's not a hierarchical thing. And what we have now is we have a government that intrudes itself into the doctor-patient relationship like they intrude themselves into the parent-child relationship, like they intrude themselves into the church as well. But it's very clear what we can see happening here with the doctor and patient and the parent and child, isn't it? Look at how they're trying to undermine your choice, your informed consent in the doctor-patient relationship at every point. Forcing you to take vaccines, threatening to destroy the lives of any doctors who have compassion and even talk to other doctors about something that is a known cure. The governor of Michigan, vote her out. Where are all these? Imagine with a being a Democrat and a female, she's probably pro-choice, isn't she? Oh, except when it comes to saving people's lives with coronavirus. No. Pro-choice when it comes to killing babies, right? All these people say, get your laws off of my body. Well, I agree with that. I don't want the government laws on my body. The baby is not your body, strictly. I mean, half the time, the baby is a different sex, right? Sometimes the baby is a different blood type. It's not your body. It's another body inside of yours that you're killing. But now we're talking about killing people with their laws, with their regulations. Get your laws off of my body. I am pro-choice. I want informed consent. Get the government out of the doctor-patient relationship. This is a time we need to understand our institutions have failed and our leaders have failed. They have become tyrants. They have rebelled against the Constitution. Nothing could be more clear. Have some compassion on your fellow man and throw these people out of office. Tell them that they can't do this. Don't let them do this to you. Roll over and literally die over this. And so then the question becomes, are we looking at this in the right way? You've got the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, who first came to national prominence because he said, we can set a kid over here and let it die if we fail to kill it during abortion. Now he has made it a crime for more than 10 people to attend a church service. It is a crime, a criminal offense to have more than 10 people. So he's made church meetings a criminal offense in Virginia. As a matter of fact, the Richmond police are saying, call us If you see groups of people or businesses not complying with social distancing, this is the new mission of the police. Policing social distancing and kicking the medicines that will cure you out of your hands at the same time. Now, while this is going on, the Virginia League for Planned Parenthood is saying, we're open for business. Call us if you need an abortion. Not a problem. The abortion clinics are staying open during the coronavirus outbreak. And BuzzFeed is very happy about that. Here's why. This is vital for us to keep the abortion clinics open. We close the churches. We keep the abortion clinics open. And as a matter of fact, here in Texas, one of two states where they said, no, abortion clinics are not essential. They're using essential medical supplies that should be used for people who are sick. Now you've got Alyssa Milano criticizing the governor of Texas for doing that. Marijuana dispensaries are essential. But when we look at the articles, people are saying, you know, pregnant women, because of COVID-19, many of them are going to have to deliver their children alone. So you can't get your child delivered because you've got a social distance, you got quarantine issues and so forth. But abortion clinics are going to keep open in 48 states. This is America. This is America. And the government is looking to see what you are doing. As a matter of fact, we have an amazing video, and we're not going to have time to show it. But we'll try to get to it at the top of the hour, showing how they can drill down and follow everybody everywhere they went. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have still, we don't have storable food anymore because the government is shutting down our supply chains everywhere, trying to starve us. Now there's a shortage even on eggs. However, we do have a lot of supplements that will help you to keep, to maintain your health and to increase your immune support as well as other parts of your health. We have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, which is a great way to get your baseline of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, to do it in a liquid format so you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can make it taste any way you want. You can get that now, that Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 40% off. We also have Ultra 12, or vitamin B12, 40% off. You can get the two of those together, 50% off. We also have BodEase, now back in stock, 40% off while supplies last. And, of course, that has turmeric in it and many other supplements that are going to help to fight inflammation, and they will support your immune system. And don't forget other products like Turbo Force. We have discounts from 20 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have an average discount of 40% off on everything at the store. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
More than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shut down around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. I want to show you a clip. This is something that Mikhail Thelen tweeted out. And it is a company that is bragging about how they can locate people all over the globe. And so, and then they drill down. They show you a map, and you see it's all red where the people that they're watching, right? There's that map. Yeah, go ahead and run this. It's kind of self-explanatory. We'll let this run a little bit. And they're telling you how they can drill down, locate individual people, and then see all the different places where they have traveled. This is what we've been talking about for a while. They're open about it. And this kind of power is now being given, folks, to the CDC, a private organization. The CDC is private, just like the Federal Reserve. Let's go ahead and play some of that video. You have any sound on that?
Again, each of these data points shown on the map corresponds to a unique mobile device active on a given day. You can see clearly that device activity spikes during the two-week stretch of early to mid-March corresponding to spring break. No surprise. Now, using an analysis called a spider query, we can actually track movement of these devices over the remaining weeks of March, seeing where these devices went after spring breakers left the beach. As we zoom further and further out, it becomes clear just how massive the potential impact just one single beach gathering can have in spreading this virus across our nation. It can be hard for us to realize sometimes just how connected our world really is until the data tells the stories that we just can't see.
Yeah, isn't that horrible? You know, we should go out there and arrest all those people who stood out there in the sunshine and getting their vitamin D naturally. gonna lock everybody down. Look, this is what I was saying weeks ago. They came out, the company called Babel Street. They have an application called Locate X. They were bragging about how they've been selling that to law enforcement. They said, look, we can set up a geofence around a particular area, just like you saw there. Well, let's take a look at this area right here. This particular beach during spring break. All right. Now let's get everybody that went into this area and we will follow them wherever they went, right? And that's exactly what they do. And then they see who you had contact with and so forth. Get all your travel history. They scrape it right off of the phone, which has been spying on you and recording your every movement for them. So they can get that at any point in time. I talked about this back in 2014, 6 years ago, the Bundy Ranch. I said, look at this. We were out here in the middle of nowhere. I mean, middle of nowhere. We couldn't get any cell phone coverage or anything out at that site where people were gathering. And they said, this is really strange. We've always had cell phone coverage out here. They're throttling this because there weren't very many people there at the time. That was through the week. We got there like Tuesday or Wednesday. And people didn't really, the mainstream media started coming in like Thursday or Friday. And then they were told that, yeah, we're going to give him back the grazing rights that we took from him. And so this all should just go away because there was going to be a big gathering on Saturday. And there was a big gathering on Saturday. And on Saturday, even though there were had been just a, you know, a couple dozen people there during the week, on Saturday, even though there were hundreds of people, it wasn't any problem getting cell phone coverage. They had throttled it during the week so we couldn't broadcast. And then when everybody got there, they turned it on so they could track everybody and get your cell phone data. That's the way these people have been operating. Isn't it interesting also they call that the spider app? Yeah. They got, you know, web crawlers like Google has, you know, to put all this stuff in. It is a web, isn't it? A web of intrigue. A web to trap you. As I said at Bohemian Grove, weaving spiders. That's what these people have been doing. They've been weaving a net to entrap all of us. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, it's kind of interesting to see the cultural divide here, the religious divide, over life. We see publications like Jezebel.com saying the coronavirus pandemic is forcing abortion providers to make impossible decisions. How are we going to do this? How are we going to continue to kill babies in this kind of a crisis? You got the Richmond police, call us if you see anybody coming together. And of course, the governor has said, you know, no more than 10 people at a time in a church service, but they're keeping the abortion clinics open in Virginia. Going to keep them open. Got to do that. That is a top priority. And Alyssa Milano criticizing President or Governor Abbott here. And actually, Planned Parenthood is doing more than criticizing him. Planned Parenthood is suing Texas governor over the abortion ban during the coronavirus outbreak. At the same time, we see CBS News talking about how hospitals are restricting visitors during the coronavirus to women who are giving birth. So if you want to have an abortion, Alyssa Milano, Planned Parenthood, they've got, and Governor Northam, they got you covered. They're all there with you. They're going to support you. They're going to fund it. They're going to keep those clinics open. But, you know, if you want to have a child, as one New Jersey woman who contacted CBS, they said, she said, I wish to remain anonymous. But she said, I'm an emotional wreck about all this. I just left the doctor's appointment where I was told to prepare myself that my husband would not be at the birth of my child. And that should buy an iPad so that we can send him a video of the baby. While I understand hospitals are going through right now how precious supplies are, I don't understand their reasoning around this. It's honestly just cruel and inhumane. Well, you should see what they do to the babies at the abortion clinics. And so then the question becomes, you know, you see on the Drudge Report, is this going to be a time of spiritual awakening for America? There's an article from The Intercept written in a mocking tone by an atheist who says, well, you know, the Trump cabinet Bible teacher is blaming the coronavirus pandemic on God's wrath. Somehow it involves China, gay people, and environmentalists. Yeah, gee, I just can't understand what this is. Ralph Dollinger is a minister who leads a weekly Bible study group for President Trump's cabinet. He released a new interpretation of the coronavirus pandemic this week, arguing that the crisis represents an act of God's judgment, is what The Intercept says. And I got to say, this is one of the most slanted, dishonest, slanderous articles I've seen. In the Bible study, Drollinger meanders through scripture. That gives you an idea of how this atheist takes this. You know, he's going to fact check the Bible, and Drollinger said, well, we reached him by phone, but he wouldn't respond to a request for comment. He said, go read my article. very wise. Very wise that he did not give them any response, that he did not give them any private lessons. Go read my article, and he does have a detailed article about this. Is God judging America today? He asks. He says, and again, this is, he calls it Capital Ministries. He talks to a lot of politicians and people who work in government, cabinet members, senators, congressmen, representatives, and so forth. He's got a lot of them listed there. And he goes, some leading, now listen, if you think that this is a guy who is quite frankly judging other people when he talks about God's judgment, he says some leading evangelicals believe and teach that America is now experiencing God's judgment. If that's the case, as a public servant, it would stand to reason, if those evangelical leaders are correct, that you're wasting your time trying to do anything to mitigate the health effects of this, or the suffering of people who were, you know, in hospitals, can't get ventilators because the FDA is kicking them out of their mouths. He said, are you laboring against a foregone conclusion? I don't think so, he said. I don't think so. Now, compare that to this mocking, slanderous article here from The Intercept. He said, but let me qualify that. I do not believe that America is experiencing the forsaking wrath of God, but yes, America is experiencing the consequential wrath of God. And so what he does is he talks about his understanding. He said, well, you know, there's eternal wrath, heaven or hell. He said, there's also eschatological wrath, the day of the Lord, you know, the end of the world. But then again, you know, the things that we're going through, cataclysmic wrath, the flood, Sodom and Gomorrah, a forsaking wrath where God removes restraint, or consequential wrath. You know, you reap what you sow. And so he goes, so which of these is it? Well, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of our life, although a lot of people are now starting to think about that for the first time, starting to realize that they are not eternal, not in this life, right? But there is a certain aspect of you that is eternal, and you better start prepping for that. But anyway, he starts to talk about where he thinks we are. And frankly, you know, he just thinks that this is a consequential wrath of sowing and reaping. Now, he doesn't think that this is God forsaking America. He doesn't think this is God punishing America like God punished Sodom and Gomorrah. So I don't really know why The Intercept is so upset about this, frankly. He goes on to say Romans chapter 1 doesn't address nations. Well, I don't know. I mean, it, you know, we saw Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, we talked to Chorazin and Bethsaida were talked about, said, you know, it's going to be tougher for you than it is for Sodom and Gomorrah. So obviously there are political entities that are going to face judgment. And that especially goes for the people that he ministers to, cabinet ministers, senators, congressmen, and so forth. I mean, they will be called to answer for what they do. They will be called to answer for the institutions that pollute children's minds, that allow these institutions to hold drag queen story time hours, right? And they fund this with government money. And the other things that they allow these institutions to do. I mean, you know, even when you look at the story of Jonah, what was the purpose of that? God was going to judge the nation of Nineveh. Of course, it was a city-state nation, but still, you know, there is a kind of judgment for that. So, you know, you can read the article yourself. I would suggest that you do. It's interesting to think about that. But regardless of what happens to the nation, each of us is going to face that decision one day. And so they also, like Ross Story comes up with a story about a Christian pastor mocking him. He had said, hey, the media is pumping out fear and doing more harm than good. It will come and it will go. And then they say, well, here's this guy who said he mocked COVID-19, and now he has died from the virus. Well, you know, he was right when he said the media is pumping out fear. He was right when he said that the media and the government is doing more harm than good. You know, we looked at the statistics. We said these statistics don't warrant the kind of reaction that we're seeing, and we see the reactions that are being done, even if they were warranted, it is counterproductive to starve people, to stop medicine production, to have bureaucracies standing in the way of treatments, even of testing. And so he was right about all of that. You know, the fact that a Christian pastor died, doesn't prove anything. You know, we've got all the apostles died, didn't they? Most of them, by the way, were executed by government, weren't they? But, you know, he says, as long as I walk in the light of the law, spirit of life, no germ will attach itself to me. Well, we don't know that, do we? You know, none of us is going to live forever. The Christian promise is one of eternal life, but not in this fallen body, not in this fallen world. God's got something much better for us. This is the path to people understanding their limited ability and where we are in this country. On the other side of this, there's an article from Breitbart about a patient who said he had a miraculous recovery. You know, God will show himself in certain ways. This guy, he said, hey, I was on the I'd been sick in the hospital 12 days. I guess it was about the fifth or sixth day. The doctors had told me that we'd tried everything. It continued to get worse even after that. And he said, one night he said, I heard the voice of the Lord telling me, you're going to get better. You're getting better. He said, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I got to the point where I couldn't even breathe. He said, it felt like there was a man laying on my breath. The doctor came in. The next day, he was completely cured. They call that spontaneous remission. You know, there's more doctors who believe in miracles than the general population. The doctor asked him, he said, are you a praying man? And he goes, I sure am. And the doctor said, well, you know, I think that when people pray, there's positive energy that causes the body to heal and so forth. He said, that's not it. That's not it. It was God. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and Infowars.com. All you gotta do is go to Infowars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at Infowars.com/show and band.video. And it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at Infowars.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
Welcome back. You know, we look at all this. Is there going to be an awakening? Is there going to be a reformation of our failed institutions and our failed leadership as we see people like the governor of Michigan threatening doctors from prescribing hydroxychloroquine, even though we've had doctor after doctor? You know, we had Dr. Grace going, Laura Ingraham, had put on disclaimers after the fact that, sorry, the hospital said, don't tell anybody I work for them. This is not their opinion. They see nothing here. We can't tell anybody about this. And now in Michigan, the governor is saying, you will not prescribe this. If you prescribe it, we're going to take your license to practice. And if pharmacists, if you get a prescription like this, you do not fill it or we'll take your license. And other doctors, if you see any doctors talking about this, you report them to us. Get out of the relationship between doctors and patients, Governor Whitmer, and she doesn't know anything about medicine, and she doesn't know anything about liberty, and she doesn't know anything about the Constitution. She needs to be taken out of the government. We've got to get rid of these people. We've got to reform our institutions. This is what I'm talking about. Failed leadership, failed institutions. These people no longer support the Constitution that they swore an oath to. And they don't have the good sense to know, because they don't think that they'll ever have to answer for this. You know, they're on top, and they don't have to worry about their individual liberties. You know, it's a very different attitude. The American Revolution was the only revolution where the people who did it did not become tyrants, the only one that I can think of. They had the perspective of Washington, who, like Cincinnatus of Rome, returned to the plow, returned to his farm afterwards. He didn't seek to become a lifetime dictator. They knew they were going to be living under the, they didn't want to run the government. They did it reluctantly. They didn't run for office. They stood for it. They put up with it. When other people wanted to put them in office, they said, well, all right. If you insist, I'll do it for a couple of years, but I don't want to do it forever. No, not like these power hungry, greedy politicians that we have now, which is really human nature. We typically see that. But the question is, will this be an opportunity for us to reassess our lives, to put them in an eternal perspective? Will it be an opportunity for us to reevaluate these failed, corrupt institutions and these failed, corrupt leaders? There's an editorial from Sam Sorbo. She is an actress. She is the wife of Kevin Sorbo. And, of course, you know, he played Hercules, and she was in the TV series Hercules playing a role there. Maybe that's where they met. I don't know. I don't know the series. But I do know that he's a Christian, and the two of them have several kids that they homeschool. And she was a panelist at the Heritage Foundation's webinar last week. I'm sorry. It was this Wednesday. Just happened. We're all homeschoolers now. We're all homeschoolers now. Here's a ray of hope for you. Because, folks, the future of our society is our children. If you don't want to be euthanized by a government, by a socialist government, if you don't want to live under oppression, you better make sure that your kids are not going to worship the government, that they're not going to buy into the we're all going to die narratives, whether it's about the environment or whether it's about some pandemic, the latest pandemic from President Fauci or the other government bureaucrats. You need to make sure they understand human nature, politics, history, the Constitution, those types of things. They need to have a spiritual basis, a foundation, a perspective, a worldview. And so she says, they're your kids. See, we're talking about not only the government intruding in the patient, doctor-patient relationship, but also intruding in the parent-child relationship. They are your kids. Every government in history, every tyrannical government has always sought to separate the kids from the parents. Going back to Plato's Republic. Oh yeah, we're going to have three classes of, we'll have the people who rule over everything. We'll have the strong men who come out there and, you know, kick heads in if you don't get in line. And then we'll have everybody else who serves us, you know. And that's basically what's happening right now. And you've had every, it's become a maxim of dictators. Give me the kids when they're early and I've got them for life, right? Let me raise your kids. Turn them over. I'll give you free child care. This is all about child care. This is what you see so many people complain about. I've got these kids now. And, you know, I wanted to dump them off on the, and you got some of the schools staying open, operating as daycare, because that's the way most parents see it. They don't see it as an educational experience. They don't want to raise kids that are going to have a bond to them. I don't know why they even have kids, but, it's better than killing them. They're your kids. An inspirational journey from self-doubter to homeschool advocate is her book. She says she's actually optimistic that families who are coming to home education accidentally will find that it is a better means to educate children. She says, I'm optimistic that families will discover the joys of home education because I think that when we see public schools not sending curriculum out, not sending stuff to families, literally just cutting them loose and saying, you're on your own for the next several weeks until you figure out what we're going to do. She says, I'm hoping that that causes there to be some suspicion in the families on the part of the parents. Why is it that they don't want you to know what they're teaching, what you're supposed to be teaching next week? Why are they hiding that curriculum from you? Why is it that we have to wait 3 weeks for them to get the stuff together so the teacher can email me? It's not like I'm not already emailing with the teacher. So as a parent, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, what? What's going on here? And you should. She said, really, our entire approach to education in the United States, our educational institutions are not getting the job done. That's what I'm saying. Institutional failure. Whether you're talking about the schools or you're talking about the CDC. Well, CDC is not even a government institution. Are you talking about the NIH? Talking about the FDA? Those institutions that we've allowed to assert themselves without any constitutional authority are failed. They're not getting the job done, and neither are the schools. She said, yet they're very good at this whole college and career readiness thing, where they gear us up to be prepared to pay a lot of money to the colleges. But does college actually get us our careers? Not so much anymore. So we really need to rethink our entire approach. And I think the coronavirus, sadly but fortuitously, has provided us with just such an opportunity and the impetus to look at this. She said, my whole message to parents is you don't feel capable of educating your children at home. Why? Because you've been taught that you're not capable of doing it. In fact, that seems to be the overarching message of our education bureaucracy, to make you aware of how inadequate you are, to make you uncertain of how well you can do, and they're very effective at that. I didn't think I was adequate. But she said when she started doing it, she said so many parents accept being denied any input on what their child is taught or any knowledge about how their child might be struggling with a serious issue like pregnancy or gender. The reason parents today are so complacent is because we have been taught as students to behave, not to question authority, especially by schools, right? By the very same system that now demands that even though you're a parent, you now still take orders from the school. You be compliant. If your banker who you trust with your money told you that he wanted to speak to your child privately, you wouldn't allow it. But because it's inside the school walls, the administrators demand and we comply. Our children are too precious to sacrifice them on the altar of convenience for trained obedience. Yeah. She said a lot of parents are worried about socialization. That's always been the claim, right? Except now socialization is a crime. How is that even a consideration? She doesn't mention that. I'll say that. You know, now socialism is still a dirty word. But now socialization itself is now a dirty disease. So let's embrace that. Let's take this opportunity to take back control of our children and thereby take back control of the future.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral. Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy, isn't it? Clowns to the left of us, jokers to the right, and dictators on top of us. We got jobless claims soaring to 3,283,000. Let's just give the whole figure here. The biggest jump ever. 3 million claims, 3.25 easily tops the 1982 record of 695,000 people out of work. That was 1982. 695,000 people out of work. Now we've got 3.3. Let's just round it up. And they said the largest claim is from Pennsylvania with 378,900 people, except that the governor of California, Newsom, said, well, we've got more than a million people just in California. It's much bigger than this, folks. You want to talk about flattening the curve? You take a look at the chart that we've got. Guys, get that. A word about the horrid spike in unemployment claims and why it's even more horrid than it appears. Pull up that article and show that chart there from wolfstreet.com. You see the unemployment figures are just kind of bouncing along, and then it's just a spike right there. And that spike doesn't even tell the whole story. Yeah, 3 million people, and the biggest number in by state was 378,000 in Pennsylvania. No, no, no. California's got even more than that. They've got three times more than that. So obviously the California unemployment figures are not reflected in that. But Steve Mnuchin, when he's talking to Jim Cramer and David Faber on CNBC, said, you know, they asked him, they said, well, we knew the jobless claim was not going to be a good one. I'm curious what your thoughts are when you saw that 3.3 million number this morning. And Mnuchin said, well, to be honest with you, I just think these numbers right now are not even relevant. Not even relevant. So you're not relevant to them. You're not relevant to this Goldman Sachs banker in charge of the economy here. Unbelievable. Not even relevant. He's still got a job, right? I think when we start talking about essential and non-essential jobs, I think it's about time we start getting rid of the NIH, the FDA, people like Mnuchin. I think they're non-essential. A lot more than the waitress who was waiting on me when the mayor forced her to be unemployed here in Austin. Yeah, I think they're a lot more essential. And she's done a lot more for me than Steve Mnuchin has ever done, quite frankly, because he goes on to say, you know, these people who have jobless claims, the good thing about it is the president's going to protect those people. Don't worry about it. President's going to protect you. He's going to put you on the dole. He's going to give you a handout. This is a Republican president's going to do that for you, right? That's what I said many times. I said the Republicans have become Democrats of a few decades ago. And the Democrats have become Marxists. That's where we are in this country right now. The Democrats have become full-blown card-carrying communists and proud of it. And the Republicans are proud of being social welfare Democrats of 20 years ago. And Steve Mnuchin went on to add, he said, oh, and by the way, you know, there's lots of big companies that continue to hire. They're hiring people as fast as they can. Yeah, it's those small and medium-sized companies. They're going to go away. They're not important. It's the big guys that I like. He sounds just like Hillary Clinton. I remember in 1992, after Clinton got elected and she decided that she would appoint herself to take over a large sector of the economy, healthcare. And as people were talking about the effect of her mandates and her bills on small and medium-sized business, she said, I don't care if these people go out of business. I don't care about every undercapitalized small and medium-sized business, and quite frankly, that's exactly what Steve Mnuchin is saying right now. He doesn't care. He'll put you on welfare. Isn't that good enough? What more do you want? Slave? Deplorable, despicable slave? Yeah, so now they think we're deplorables, but they're going to take care of us. Don't worry, they got a handout for you. Got a handout for you. Just get in line, and they'll give you a little pat on the head and a little check. Again, California Governor Gavin Newsom said California by itself had just passed the 1 million mark in unemployment claims since March the 13th. And it's probably a lot worse than that because, as they're saying, people can't get through because the unemployment sites in most places have crashed. And he says it's going to get worse. Of the five largest counties in the San Francisco Bay Area, where the first major region in the U.S. were to go down in lockdown on March the 17th. And so even though California did this first, think about this. The entire state of California was shut down. Then New York followed. Then Illinois followed. And now we've had other places shutting things down, other states. But California, which was the first, is not reflected in these numbers. So we're not flattening the curve. We're flattening the economy. The economy. Oh, who cares about the economy? Quite frankly, I don't think we even ought to refer to it as the economy. But look, understand that when we talk about the unemployment figures and Governor Newsom says, oh, it's really bad, we got to help people out there. It was Newsom who put you out of work. It's the government who is keeping any test kits from getting out so that we can know who can safely go back to work. They don't want the test kits out. They don't want you back at work. They want you on welfare. They're doing everything they can to stop the test kits from going out. And we got a million test kits going out in the UK. Why? Because they're put out by private companies and they're home test kits. But the FDA says, even though we had more than a million created by private companies here in the United States, they said, stop that. Don't even give these people the results, even if they bought them and you know, taken the test and sent it in for you to evaluate it at your FDA-approved lab. No, no, no. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Keep them in the dark. We're your savior. We just took your job, but don't worry. We're going to save you, Governor Newsom and Mnuchin. They're going to save you. They're from the government. They're here to help. This is like Mars attacks. We come in peace. Pew, 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 pew. And then when we talk about the economy, again, I had to laugh when I saw this. Daily Star had a picture of Glenn Beck, and the subtitle said, DJ says elderly should sacrifice themselves for the coronavirus to save the economy. I thought, DJ? That's the best insult I've seen yet for Glenn Beck. I'll start calling him a DJ. He's copying what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said, what Brett Hume said on Fox News. The elderly should sacrifice themselves for the coronavirus to save the economy. And because, you know, Glenn Beck has never had an original thought in his life. You know, Rolling Stone did an in-depth thing talking about all the many times that he would copy Alex Jones years past. And now he's copying Fox News, evidently. And as I said before, this is idiotic in the extreme to couch it in these terms. This is not what this is about. And it is going to undermine everything that we're trying to do to talk about it in these terms. But here's the thing from the article. They said, speaking from his home in Dallas, I would rather have my children stay home and all of us who are over 50 go in and keep this economy going and working. Let me repeat that. Speaking from his home in Dallas. Yeah. Good job there, Glenn. You're right on top. So courageous of you. So, as I said, they're going to jump into this, they're going to jump into this just as Cher has done, just as Joe Scarborough has done. Cher says, Trump is ready to euthanize the elderly. Now, look, these people have always been ready to euthanize the babies, euthanize the elderly. They don't euthanize the disabled like Terry Schiavo. Well, look what's going on in Italy, right? You know, anybody that's 80, we're going to, you know, just leave them out to die. 70, leave them out. Now it's down to 60. Do I hear 50? Do I hear 50? And now you starting to see that type of thing from the U.S. They said, well, you know, we never did want to invest in hospitals here. So now we're overcrowded and we'll just leave people to die. You've got Joe Scarborough saying it's the weakest among us. It's the senior citizens. They're ready to euthanize because they want Boeing's corporate earnings to not dip too low. That's what happens when you try to explain it that way. Mark Tyson has an op-ed piece on the Washington Post. He said, Trump understands what his critics don't. The current lockdown is unsustainable. And he wants to end it by Easter. Look, let me tell you something. As I tweeted out yesterday, egg prices are skyrocketing. You're not going to be able to eat. You're going to starve. You're not going to have any medicine if you shut down the entire economy. And of course, AP is saying, look at this. Italy has shut down all the factories. It's on a wartime footing. No, it isn't. If you were on a wartime footing, you would go to full production plus, and you'd make sure you had medicine and you had food. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about killing the elderly.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it. We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society. It's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections maybe canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house?
I'm a doctor.
What's up, Doc?
That's right. We have a Looney Tune government. Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a Dr. Fauci, or has he now become president? I don't know. Yeah, it is absolutely Looney Tunes. I mean, we got the NIH where he hangs out, right? He is the head of infectious diseases there and has been since 1985. He's been working there since 1968, the perpetual bureaucracy. But it's all President Trump's fault, and it is his fault for listening to Fauci, for not getting rid of this guy. I mean, you talk about getting rid of people like Vindman and Strzok and Comey and people of that ilk, you know, the Brennans and so forth. You should ought to get rid of these people at the NIH and the FDA. And, of course, you know, the CDC is a private organization, but nevertheless, the NIH, didn't do anything to prepare for the coronavirus. No tests, no drugs allowed, and so forth, or the FDA. Instead, they've been studying drunk monkeys, soap operas, and tailgating. Yeah, and that's some of the research that they've done. As much as 87.5% of biomedical research is wasted or inefficient. Yeah, I would say that, you know, studying drunk monkeys tailgating is over. How about they just put out, in the midst of all this coronavirus epidemic, they have just, the NIH has just released a joint study with the National Cancer Institute and the National Institute of Aging. It took three of them to pool their resources to determine that if you walk more, you're likely to live longer. And isn't that interesting that we didn't know that? And we had to have three of these Looney Tune organizations come together and pool their resources to tell us that, right? 50 out of every 100 medical studies fail to even produce published findings, and half of those that do publish have serious design flaws. I think it'd be an improvement if we could just shut down the funding from the NIH for bioweapons research. How about that? That's some real Looney Tunes stuff there. Yeah, you talk about Monster in the Closet that we just saw there from Bugs Bunny. Yeah, these people funding this even when they were not supposed to. So, yeah, this article here saying, well, why weren't they putting more money in developing vaccines? I'm sorry, but that's about the only thing they do fund, frankly. So we've got the CDC, a private organization, that is now going to be given surveillance powers, and I showed you what that looks like. Yeah, we can go into a particular area, we can drill down, we find all the people there at the beach, and then we can see everywhere that they've gone, and everywhere, you know, see their entire travel history. So this private organization is now going to be spying on you for the purpose of identifying you as a potential terrorist so they can lock you up. Not going to do anything to help you. No. They're spying on you, want to know your location so they can vaccinate you. Then we have the other private organization, the Federal Reserve, is now going to have their balance sheet top $5 trillion for the first time, that other private organization. Nancy Pelosi, in this Looney Tunes bill that is called a stimulus, this is the fentanyl, the Fed's fentanyl bill. We can go bigger, she said. Nancy Pelosi hints at a second round of emergency checks to all Americans. Yeah, that's right. Once they get you, you know, here. You know, that's the way the drug pushers work, isn't it? Hey, your first hit's free, right? I know you'll be back for more. And they've shut us down. They've shut down our jobs. They've shut down small and medium-sized companies. But, you know, like Mnuchin says, hey, the big guys, they're out there hiring. Because, you know, we've told everybody you got to go to the big box retailers. That's where you'll be able to get your supplies and your stuff. And they got parking lots that, you know, you'll be allowed to go to, and they can distribute stuff to you there. And we'll send you checks. As a matter of fact, Mnuchin says, hey, the check is in the mail. Within 3 weeks, you'll have it. And we all love you, right? The two biggest lies, the check's in the mail, and we love you. Like that new Huey Lewis song, hey, baby, your love is killing me. Quite literally killing us. U.S. corporate crisis bailouts may prove to be a bonanza for insider trading. Well, it's already proven to be a big bonanza for these guys. You took a look at that volatility, how the hedge funds are using it. These people on the inside, they know they create these crises going up and down. Why do you think all these CEOs all of a sudden took their golden parachutes and headed for the hills before all this stuff broke? Yeah, they were tipped off about this stuff. And so now we got the Trump administration. They're going to issue guidelines classifying U.S. counties by their coronavirus risk, in consultation with public health officials and scientists, reports the Wall Street Journal, they know, right? Or do they? No. The only thing they know are the people who are in serious respiratory distress because they have to go to the intensive care unit. That's the only way that they know. We don't have any tests being allowed. You just had millions of these things shut down by the FDA because they don't want you to know that there are people out there who are not critically ill. But even for the people who are critically ill, they have no compassion. They stand in the way of medication to heal them. They stand in the way even of ventilators. Why do we need to have the FDA approve the ventilator, right? If you've got a ventilator system that works, and if it fails, is the person any worse than they had been if it didn't work? But you don't even need the FDA for that type of thing. It's outside of the body. You could have this done by Underwriters Lab. You know, they're the ones who typically look at all the electrical equipment, evaluate it for safety and effectiveness and so forth. Any kind of independent agency could do this. An independent agency could give them a rating. And you could look at that as a consumer, make a decision. But they don't want you to make decisions about your life. They want to intrude themselves into the doctor-patient relationship like they do the parent-child relationship. And so now we have President Trump previewing new social distancing guidelines based on geographic risks. So they're going to tell you, if you're in this area, don't shake hands, right? Because President Trump is saying, according to Bloomberg, he says, well, you know, maybe people aren't going to be shaking hands anymore. He said as he discussed the practice with President Fauci, the director and the new acting president of the United States. He was saying the regular flu would be cut down quite a bit if we didn't do that, if we didn't shake hands, said President Trump. So let's just do everything that Fauci says. And when you look at Fauci and how popular he's becoming, you probably saw this on the Drudge Report, Dr. Fauci donuts are selling like hotcakes. So they got a donut with his picture in the center of it. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. And again, as I said earlier in the program, it reminds me of what people did to worship Mao as he starved 80 million of them to death. And, you know... It's the same type of thing that he's doing to Trump, saying, well, you're not going to get people out by Easter. That's just aspirational. You're just trying to give them hope. Hillary is saying, hey, you got to have a 2-month lockdown. Are we going to listen to them? Why do they have any credibility at all? As a matter of fact, as I reported yesterday, the WHO, the WHO, when you had that reporter from Real Clear Politics say, are you still giving any credibility to this corrupt Ethiopian politician? He didn't put it that way. That's the way I would have said it, but he was a little bit more polite. That's why he was allowed to ask the question. But you had President Trump say, well, I think the WHO's a really good, they're a really good group and so forth. And he goes, look, he's pushing Chinese propaganda. He's saying that China has got this all solved and so forth. And it was the WHO, it was this director at the WHO that said in the middle of January, he said, China told us it's not infectious. And so, it's not infectious, right? And he had had a long history of doing that. Now we have an Oxford-based group has completely stopped using any data from the WHO, from the World Health Organization. There are calls for this guy to resign, and yet it was Fauci who vouched for him. Oh, I've known him for decades. Yeah, the two of us have cried wolf time and time again. And we've ignored serious issues as well. And then we take a look at the CDC, which is, again, I'll remind you, a private organization. They're being given the ability now. They're going to set up a coronavirus surveillance and data collection system. And that is built into the $2 trillion stimulus bill. A private CDC is now going to be spying on you. Why do you think that's going to be? Oh, so they can see whether or not you've had your vaccine or not. And yet, as all of this is happening, we now have internal emails showing the chaos at the CDC and how they not only dropped the ball, but they vomited all over the rest of America. But don't worry, they're going to be the ones who are going to save you. Again, folks, if we're going to have a revitalization in this country, if we're going to restore America, if we're going to make America great again, we have to make America free again. If we shut down our economy, we're going to starve ourselves to death. The AP is saying, well, this is a drastic move. Italy has shut most of its factories, and this is something President Trump needs to seriously consider doing as well. They're pushing that agenda. And if President Trump does that, we're done. If he doesn't open up, we're done. We're going to run out of food. We're running out of eggs right now. We're running out of medicine everywhere. This is not about stock prices, and they don't care about your job either. Folks, if you want to support your health, you still have an opportunity to do that. We have had enough supply disruptions that we can't supply storable food anymore, but we can supply the supplements that are going to support your health. Vitamins, minerals, and other supplements that are going to help you to support your immune system and to fight inflammation. InfoWarsStore.com, we have products there from 20 to 50% discounted.